Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, dude.
The 90s called.
With Christine Taylor and David Lasher.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Hey, Dude, the 90s called podcast. I am David.
Hi, David. I am Christine. Welcome, everybody.
What's up, Christine? How are you?
I'm good. We've got some nice fall weather in New York City for the first time. It rained for like days and days in a row, and it was very gloomy, and it feels like crisp fall.
Oh,
it's
I
the
miss
best.
That. Yeah.
The East sweater Coast weather. Fall sweater weather. No, it's been really, really so nice. Just fun to walk around and starting to see the leaves changing and love it.
I miss this time of year in New York. I do. I mean, it's getting a little colder here, but still it gets up to like 80 degrees.
Yeah. Hey, question. Daylight savings. What is going on with it? Wasn't there?
What's up with that?
Right? What's up with daylight savings? But no, seriously, wasn't there a whole thing like a year and a half ago where there was legislation passed that there would be no more changing of the clocks,
heard that.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
We all heard it. We all read about it. People were tweeting about it. Everyone was so excited. And then it didn't happen last year. We still
what is it even for? I mean, Arizona doesn't even adhere to it at all.
Exactly. Well, what it is for, and I'm not going to even try to sound educated about it, but we did look it up, and I will not elaborate
it's
much.
Farmers, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. So, but everyone said last year, no, it's not this year. It's happening next year. And then I just asked Ben about it. I was like, so we don't change the clocks back? And he goes, no, I guess it didn't go through Congress. So
yeah,
we're still going to do it.
It gets dark at 4 o'clock. I don't like that.
I know, because it changes anyway. It gets darker earlier anyway. And then adding that, I don't know, it gets depressing, right? By 4 o'clock, everyone's like.
But the wheat grows better and they can pick the crops. Anyway, I was working out yesterday. And I was scrolling through my podcasts and I saw Ben Stiller on, I listened to Ben on Maya Bialik's Breakdown.
You, oh, it's out.
It's out. Yeah. I got through most of it, on the treadmill, but, it was such an amazing interview.
Well, I told you they did it in person. I mean, you obviously know that because you yeah. listened to it, but when Ben was in LA, but he loved it. I think you and I talked about this at one point, but it was because of you that I could connect Mayim and Ben because she had been wanting that, him. Yes. So, he loved doing it.
He was so candid and Mayim, you know, Mayim, I mean, she goes deep, you know, she wants to know where's your childhood trauma?
right.
What was do you see a therapist and all this stuff? But like, Ben was amazing. He was really amazing. Please tell him I really enjoyed hearing about everything.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to listen. I will tell him that. And a great plug for Mayim because that's an incredible podcast. I'm a huge fan of hers, just as an entertainer and everything she does, but just her brain. I want to know more always. I want to listen to her.
I loved having her on our podcast, and then she immediately asked us to do her podcast. And she's one of the most interesting people that I've ever known, and I feel lucky to have known her for so many years.
So cool, so cool. Yeah, I will definitely pass that along. So okay, our guests, and I'm not sure, and I say guests. Actually, we always say that like as if we have like a big question mark.
Well, but we have an entire cast here today.
I know, but if anybody's listening right now, they already know who it's going to be because we put it's there. It's there for you to click on.
So
we keep thinking like we're going to be making. You guys already know who our guests are, but we have been listening to your comments because we've gotten a lot of comments and suggestions about having as many of the cast of this very 90s show, which at this point we're still in an actor strike. So we're not necessarily saying the name of the show unless our fellow actors are comfortable with that. So we'll find out when they come in, but we've got a crew. We've got a nice group. Five
this
guests.
Is as 90s as it gets.
As 90s as it gets. That is right. That is right. So should we let everyone in and then we can let everyone introduce themselves? I'm excited. Yeah. I love watching a good reunion, let alone be a part of the interview.
Yeah. And I'm old friends with a couple of these guys. I'm so psyched to see them.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, this is so great.
Welcome, cast of one of the biggest 90s shows ever.
Exactly. Look at all of you. Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
Wait, where's Michael Cade?
Oh, he probably can't figure out how to get on here.
Oh, my goodness.
Should we go around and introduce everybody who's on here? Introduce yourselves so our listeners know who's here with us. Who wants to start?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm Brantley Gore, and I'm getting really old.
You don't look old.
You haven't aged at all, dude.
Well, regardless, I am glad to be here with all the 90s peeps, and it feels good to be with, a generation.
Awesome.
From the same generation. So.
Michael just posted on some Instagram, and I said, are you figuring out the Zoom? He said, hub. Huh?
Oh my gosh. He can't even spell huh?
I'm J. Anthony Frankie. It's 4 a.m. in Australia here. Hi, yeah. David McQueen. How you guys doing?
Wait, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing that you're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's just 4 a.m. It is 4 a.m. in the future. For you guys.
Exactly. So, how is the future?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us?
So that's I woke up, so that's good. And I think you guys are going to make it too. So
that's all we needed to hear.
All right. Welcome from Australia.
Do you actually talk to the Simpsons and let them know what to write about, Jay?
Of course.
Are you in on that?
Yes.
All right.
I've got the boot right here in the closet.
Nice.
I mean, I guess I'll go, hey, I'm Jenny Kwan, and I played Samantha Wu on California Dreams, and Michael is texting, so he forgot. He should be on shortly.
Unbelievable.
So there you go. We have to spoon feed him, you guys. So just so you know, here I am. And
he forgot.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm going to rib him about that, just so you know.
Please do, David. Yeah, he needs it. He needs it.
Okay, Kelly, you want to introduce yourself and your character?
Sure. I am Kelly Packard, and I play Tiffany Smith.
Tiffany Smith.
Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
And I am Aaron Jackson, and I played Mark Winkle.
Welcome.
Thanks for being here, Aaron. This is an iconic cast.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to start by saying I auditioned for the show and didn't get it.
Oh,
so I could have been hanging out with all of you, but obviously Kelly got my part.
Wow.
Obviously Kelly got my part.
Yeah, you could play sisters, actually.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it was, who was the casting director?
Robin Lippman.
right, exactly.
Oh my gosh, I loved her.
Exactly. And I had already done an episode of the other show. So it was, I think, I'm sure anybody who guest starred on the other one, the other Saturday morning show, was up for these parts. I want to hear everything. Like, were all of you musically inclined, or did you have to sort of fudge it? I want to hear all of the details about the music aspect of it, the audition. Because it felt like around that time in the 90s, I don't know about you guys, I also auditioned for Newsies, because there was also like, remember Newsies? Yes. Oh, so definitely. I remember like there were a lot of auditions where you had to have like a song and you had to come in and sing, and it was always so stressful.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I auditioned for Newsies as well.
Right.
Yeah, so did I. But it was a Broadway show first before the movie, right? Yeah. I remember reading for the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, our auditions consisted of two parts. Basically, you know, as you guys know, reading the sides from the script and about, for me, 9 musical auditions. So at the time, we'd have to go into the studio and the main producer was Steve Tyrell. And so, and he's a jazz singer now, like he's completely just, he's doing his own thing. And so I had like 9 music auditions. It was intense. It was intense all the way through.
So, what did you sing?
My audition song, I Still Believe by Brenda K. Starr, redone by Mariah Carey to this day.
Wow.
Love it. Perfectly 90s.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, Brent, I know you have a music career and you tell me about your audition. And did you have to play? You had to play instruments and stuff?
Yeah, so we went in, so I read for Robin, and we got through that part. And they're like, okay, we like you for this role, now we're going to do the music part. So then we went over to Steve Tyrell's studio, which was next door. Do you remember The Source?
Yes, yes, on Sunset. In fact, I was in Steve Tyrell's studio once, too, for the Brady movies, because we had to do some recording of stuff. And I remember thinking that was really cool. Next to The Source, yes.
Yeah, which was great because, you know, that was like, man, that place was awesome, actually. So
good.
Yeah. So we went to Steve Tyrell's studio and we had auditions there. And I remember them just bringing people in. Like, I think Scott Wolf was like behind me. And then
no way.
Braff was auditioning and Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, like crazy. I was like, that guy's really good looking. Anyway, so we went into the audition for the music part, and he's like, well, you know, what do you like? What songs do you like? What do you want to sing? And I had an acoustic guitar there, and I did 2 songs. I did a James Taylor song.
Wait, which one?
You Got a Friend.
Oh, God. And you played it yourself?
I did.
Unreal.
Show off.
And then I played piano. I played Elton John, Your Song.
Oh, real show off. Wait, so you played everything.
You play piano and guitar?
I do. But just enough to sing, you know. And I'd come from New York. I went to like American Musical and Dramatic Academy, so I'd been doing a lot of music and musical theater stuff. But then I was like, I need to go to LA, and I came to LA, and it was like quick, you know, like the California Dreams thing happened quickly. But the music part was really like a game changer because, you know, it made the show really. So yes. we did have to sing. And when I put those headphones on in a real studio, I'd only been in kind of like a semi professional studio. It just blew my mind, exploded. I was like, I want to be here forever. And I pretty
much. The show featured a lot of original music, right? I mean, that was a big part of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was all Tyrell, all Steve Tyrell's music. Yeah.
Wow, 40 original songs I see here. That's amazing.
Is that what it is? 40 originals.
The series featured 40 original songs while you guys are acting and doing your storylines and your characters.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Kelly, you want to tell us about your audition?
Yeah.
So mine was similar to Jenny's. I think I had 9 total, and 5 of those were in the music studio. I did not consider myself a vocalist prior to getting this show. In fact, I still don't really consider myself that. But anyway, I was definitely an actor. I'd been acting since I was 8. And so I was excited at the opportunity to get this show, but even more nervous because of the music aspect, and I knew it was a big deal. So my auditions didn't go great, but despite that, I still got it. In fact, I had strep throat for one of the auditions and barely got through the song, and I'm like, I'm not gonna get this.
Oh no!
And they hired me despite that, and I think they were pleasantly surprised that I could sing after that audition.
What did you? what was your audition song?
I think I did Let's Hear It for the Boy. I mean, just as cheesy, you know, to a track. It was just cheesy. But I remember, being there when Heidi was there singing. And I almost left because her voice was so phenomenal that I was like, what am I doing? And then I thought, well, maybe she's doing a different part. And she was, thank goodness. But oh my gosh, I'll never forget her singing like a Mariah Carey song. And I was just like floored at her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Let's Hear It for the Boy. Oh, that brings me back.
Kelly, give us a little bit of that.
Right? I know.
Give us a little bit of that, Kelly.
My baby may not be rich. She's watching every dime. Yes.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. You still got it.
That's my child.
But what people don't know is that we had the day that we signed our California Dreams contract for the show, we also signed a contract with MCA, me, William, Brent, and Heidi. And that for me was just, I can't even describe what that was like. It was in the offices of MCA and my idol on the wall, Olivia Newton-John. It was the most emotional day of my life. And that's when I realized, well, this is for real.
I remember you seeing Olivia Newton-John's poster on the wall and being like, you don't understand.
Yeah. Everything.
Olivia Newton-John was all of our idols.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
I used to dress up like Danny Zuko in a leather jacket.
I mean, come on.
Christine, how many times have you seen Grease?
Oh, my God. In the triple digits. Right. Hands down. Hands down.
Yeah. Well, it's the original. Hundreds. The original's the one. I don't want to. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Why? Did they remake Grease?
Did Michelle
Pfeiffer?
Oh, yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Cool Rider. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I need a cool rider.
Olivia in those leather pants.
So good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jay, you want to tell us about your audition?
Yeah, man. I auditioned and I heard that it was like a musical show, and I'm not a musician like Brentley is a musician. I'm just a guy that likes to play guitar, and I've been tooling around with guitars and stuff for a few years before that. So I brought my guitar in. Peter, the executive producer, liked that. I guess it showed moxie or I don't know. Anyway, I ended up going into Tyrell Studios as well, and I played some original song. My voice apparently wasn't what they were looking for, so the amazing Barry Coffin ended up doing most of Jake's voice work. Few things I did myself on the show, but yeah, it was like six auditions, each one more progressively terrifying than the last. Until it was just me and two other guys sitting in a room waiting to go in and see all the executive heads at NBC. Wow. And then walking into that room was just like, oh dear God, get me out of here. So it was kind of like a race to both do the best I could and finish as quickly as I can and get the hell out and go have a cigarette. Without throwing up, yes. And I had just cut I was poor as hell. I was eating half a bag of ramen a day. I had just cut my own hair to try and make it look, you know. So, like, there was all this stuff going on in my head where I was like, I'm just totally going to screw this up. But it was like one of the, you know, that feeling. It was like, it was the one of those few auditions that you walk out of going, I got this. And so that terrifying, nasty audition, I walked out of going, I'm going to get a call about this. And I did. Yeah. So it all.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, when you walk out, right?
Right. Yes. So that one was, that was the one, but yeah. So yeah, that was my experience with it. I did play a song for Steve Tyrell and Peter. It was an original I had written. I was also like 20. So, you know, who knows what the hell I don't even remember what I played him. I kind of remember the chorus a little bit, it was probably a little folksy for their taste. So probably right, wrong.
But you all went in with your acting chops and your music chops. I mean, there's not that, not that many people that can do that at a high level on both sides. Aaron, you want to tell us about you?
Mine was completely different from all theirs. mine was, I didn't even know the show was about music. I'll be very honest, until I signed my contract. And then Peter asking and Franco asking me, do you have any DVDs or any CDs of you singing in the past? And I did a musical right before I left Pittsburgh, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was. It was the one with Jenny, the one with the guy. It was the Elvis Presley story. He was going off and the
guys
the
and dolls.
No, not guys and dolls.
No.
Gold lame suit with the grandma.
The grandma.
Grandma.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Grandma.
I was like, long card.
Yes, bye-bye, Birdie. Yes, yes.
And I was Conrad Birdie in that. And I fit the costume really well. And I looked decent in a leather jacket. But I had five auditions to get me there. It started with Robin. And then I finally got into what Jay was saying about, you know, it's down to the final two. And it was, I'll never forget. It was Scott Wolf and I. We were back to back.
Oh, he came on.
Scott Wolf keeps coming up on this show all the time.
He does.
he's like Kevin Bacon, right?
But then 6 degrees of Scott Wolf.
I was on hold for Party of Five. I was in the final two on Party of Five, and so was he, obviously. So then when I got the contract, kind of like Jay, is like I walked out of there. I was like, I think I might have got that. I got to my manager's office, and she told me. And then like a week into it, I get this phone call from Franco asking, do you sing, kid? And I'm like, not really. I'm not. So Steve Terrell did all of my tracks. You know,
Zachary Thorne actually did your.
Zachary Thorne, sorry. I didn't mean to say Steve. Yeah. Zachary Thorne did all of mine. And then there was a couple of times where, you know, it was something a cappella that everyone was doing that I blended way, way in the back on. Because I was a musician, I was a drummer, but I was not anything that way. But it was the character, I guess, that they wanted. So
what did you end up doing? You would lip sync to the other vocal track,
the tracks that were there for us, yeah.
And how did it work, like on a weekly schedule, or were the songs something that you recorded before you started shooting for the season, or was it episode to episode? Steve would write a new track and you'd pre-record it, I assume, so that you could lip sync it. Yes,
it was episode to episode, except for the first year we did I think we probably did our first album within like a 2 month period, all the songs on the California Dreams album, and then after that they would literally write a song for the episode. It was episode to episode, and they were so good at that. And and then we would go after work and record the vocals in between filming.
Wow. So it was pretty, it was, you know, most people talk about like the sitcom schedule being super easy and, you know, in the context of show business, you know, it sounds like you guys had a very different schedule, like a pretty, pretty grueling. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, especially the first couple of years. Wouldn't you say, Jenny?
Yeah,
it was. I know Jenny spent more time than I did the second year. She was in the studio almost probably more than you were on set. You were in the studio a lot.
I was in the studio a lot because I had been doing a tour, and literally Peter called me on the tour. And he's like, Jenny, do you want to come home and do California Dreams? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I mean, I need to fill this spot, and I think you'd be perfect. And he's like, you're riding on this. And it's like, oh, okay. So I literally got home from the tour, I remember, on a Saturday, slept in my bed. Monday, I was in Steve's studio for a week straight, and I had no idea where I was. I was like, where am I? You know, and basically back then, this was before Pro Tools. So when we would record, you had to do it. You had to be able to sing on key. You had to be able to do it perfectly. And so I remember singing my first song. I was like, what is this? My first song was called Mama Said. We did that, then moved to the next song. I was there for like a week straight And then I went to meet everybody. And then from then on out, when they had enough songs for my character, I would do what Kelly's saying. Then we would go into the studio once they had enough for episodes for me to have songs. So it was fast and furious. It was pretty crazy. I was tired.
That's a lot of work. You're shooting a show and you're recording an album at the same time.
Yeah.
And did you guys shoot music videos too?
We did.
In the first season, they did all these
episodes.
MCA had the deal with NBC, right? But then MCA didn't want to pay for the tour support and the money. They're like, it's an NBC show, so you can pay. So basically, NBC took the reins. At the very beginning, MCA Records was with NBC supporting. So we had not only a record deal, but a TV sitcom deal going. So we were doing both. That's what made it so hectic. And we were doing mall tours and, you know, running around doing all that on the weekends.
And shooting music videos.
And then shooting music videos, which Heidi, this time was our first music video that we did. And they pulled in a legitimate director. We did a legitimate MTV music video shoot.
So that was the sort of opening credits. Is that the... What's that? Tell me about that.
That one, we did shoot that piggybacked because some of the scenes, remember, we shot that same day.
That's right.
For that. But yeah, so we had four videos. Nope, three. California Dreams, and then This Time and Rain. Okay. That's all we had,
and
right?
And then NBC did the other ones, like Everybody's Got Somebody One.
Right. Wow. Right. Those were more like montage, Baywatch montages.
Well, I have to say, just to do a little research, I watched the pilot episode today.
No, are you serious?
I swear to God.
Oh, thanks, Christine.
Because also, I'm going to be very honest, because, you know, as we were, I was probably 20 years old around that age when I auditioned for two. And it was the kind of thing that you would audition for something, and especially if you cared about it and liked it and didn't get it, then right. I boycotted it because I didn't get it. I was like, screw that show. I'm not giving that show my time. I'll see who they cast, but that's it. But so I loved going back and watching it today. And I noticed that in that final, you know, scene where you guys get the gig and you get the song, and it cuts to the video.
Right. So that was,
and I wondered if that was something. Yeah. Yes, I wondered if that was something that was a sort of consistently through the show, or if that was just like a special pilot moment.
They wanted it to be that way because, you know, fill those videos in with MTV and make it all monkeys. You know, do both.
Right. Yeah. Right? There's not a lot of shows that. I was going to say it's like the monkeys, right? Yeah. It was a narrative sitcom. With music integrated, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of shows like that.
If it goes, it goes, right? Now, at the same time, Steve Tyrell was doing The Heights. You remember that show?
Yeah. Aaron Spelling, yes. And I guarantee you read for that one.
I guarantee you I read for that one, too. Yes.
And so
every Aaron Spelling show.
So they were doing their... Steve Tyrell was doing their record at the same time as we were doing ours. So they were coming into the studio doing it at the same studio. So it was, you know, all these kind of music shows were kind of, well, those were the two main ones, but I think Jamie Walters had the number one hit.
He did.
On his, yes.
I remember that.
Right. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So
was that? Yeah. And then when The Heights didn't go, I think Aaron put him onto 90210.
Right.
Did he go there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how is this guy, Steve Tyrell, writing two shows and two albums?
He did them all.
That's ambitious.
And he was doing films too. I mean, he was really busy. I remember. I still see his name on everything.
Yeah. The musical knowledge in that guy's head is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
And did you guys, so you're saying you toured, right? You did live shows together or no?
A little bit. Mall tours.
Mall
tours.
Back when the...
What like was it like at that?
In a handheld mic, like boy band stuff.
Yeah.
But you guys were boy band, you know, what? Isn't I mean, it? there's girls in, but you were in that, what was the height of it like in the early 90s or mid 90s? What was it? Were you getting chased down streets and like couldn't go outside? Because I know the show was very popular and there were no, for our listeners, you know, there was no influencers then. You guys, this is what it was, right? There was no internet. Right. And kids had a few shows, right? They had their few shows that were their own, but man, they went nuts over it.
There were times where we'd be out or I'd be out and it would seem normal for a second. And then, you know, one person would recognize and then that turned into a small group and then that turned into a larger group. And then you were actually running for your life. There were times that did happen. Yes. For the most part, it wasn't too bad, but there were some scary, scary times for us, but overall it was fun.
But when you did those malls, that must have been nuts, right? Thousands of people inside of a mall. How'd you get in and out? And like, we'd go through the back,
you know, all of that. We'd be underground, like, you know, Elvis has left the building, you know, it's like, what? What's going on? Like,
you know what I mean? That was definitely a highlight for me. That was really fun.
Well, Kelly, you said you had been acting since you were 8, right? So you had obviously worked a little bit, but then this was the first moment of having something this huge, right? Mm-hmm. And was it the biggest, the big break for all of you? Or had you all been doing a little work prior?
I had built a resume of a lot of guest spots on all the shows. Boy Meets World and Baywatch and Wonder Years. But yeah, this was my first big series regular and I was still in high school. I had to finish my senior year. So I was a baby. William and I were the babies. We did our school at work. But yeah, it was definitely the biggest thing I had done. And it was because it was a Saved by the Bell led into us. I think we became more popular quicker because we could say, yeah, we from the producers of Saved by the Bell and we filmed right next to them. And, you know, it was, they kind of were a part of our family for a little while. So that helped. But yeah, it was definitely a time to look back and go, wow, that happened. I was only chased once in a mall. And I think it happened to the boys more, but I was chased into a camera store and security had to help me get out.
Well, yeah, girls were probably more of the runners. Girls went after those boys, right?
They were so scary sometimes.
Yeah, teen girls.
I had an earring ripped out. I had hair from me.
They want to piece you.
Yeah, a shirt ripped. Like there was a couple things. One, like I think it was Bloomington, Indiana, was the scariest one. Security guard was like pretty much a guy that I would consider a grandpa. I'm like, he's not going to do anything. Like this isn't going to help. I was like hopping over some fountain and going into looking for the bathroom hallway of the mall. And yeah, there was some
mall cops, not quite the Secret Service.
Paul Blart, like 40 years into the future, basically.
the teen magazine years, I don't even know if they still exist. Because there's so much other distraction. Yeah. But those years, I mean, I remember doing mall signings and, you know, different public appearances.
You were everywhere, Lasher. You were everywhere, dude.
But we had a little glimpse of what it's like. You know, we spoke to Joey Lawrence about it too. And you know, for a few years there, you felt like what it was like to be one of these, you know, huge acts, even though we weren't. But they would get 10,000 people into a mall and you feel like Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it was really funny because one of the press tours, it was Kelly, Michael, Diana, and myself. We went to the UK. And that was really interesting because we have a really big following there. And we were there with some boy band, I remember. But then at some point, the producers were like, Michael, Kelly, can you put these bathing suits on? These red Baywatch bathing suits in the middle of winter.
No.
That wouldn't fly today.
That's what I was going to say. That wouldn't fly now.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember you guys were like, oh, we're going to refrain from that. But it's funny you guys talk about that Tiger Beat magazine, because I think one of our Instagram followers, they posted about that. And it was from the UK sort of Tiger Beat, you know, teen magazine. And it just brought back all these memories of just those times. And, you know, that used to be our Instagram. That used to be our Facebook. That used to be our TikTok. That's how we would see what who was doing what in the entertainment world. Really, really fun.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you all hang out with, like, were you all besties or, you know, because I'll David and I can speak from experience when you work very closely together. There's a moment in time where everyone is like loves each other so much. And then just like a family, just like siblings, then someone's not talking to this person or there's dating.
Or someone's dating and breaking up with that person.
Yeah. And you're young. And you're young. And full of hormones.
Totally. And it's also new and exciting. So were you all a very tight-knit group? Were you, give us some dirt.
Go ahead, Kelly.
We definitely. From the beginning, I just remember the first day, all of us sitting in the room and being told that we were the cast of California Dreams and the tears and the emotions. That's just a time. That's a moment you can't ever experience again with anyone. So I can still see Brent and I can still see Heidi and William. And it's they became family like that. And we were very close. I was super close to Heidi first season. And so when she left, my heart was broken. But then when Jenny came on, we've been best friends since that moment. We are still very, very close in each other's weddings, you know, godmother, that close. I had a mad crush on Brent. That's no secret. Crush on me. There was all of that, but it's just like family. You become family and it just doesn't, it doesn't ever go away. So
yeah, I don't think a lot of people can say that, right? Because, you know, we've all done different shows and seen different, you know, casts, and sometimes the people, they don't stay close. You know, in this case, we're really lucky. You know, for example, it's like, you know, Michael's not feeling well, but, you know, we're still really tight, like a family, like you said, Christine. Sometimes we get along, and sometimes I'm like, I'm going to rip my hair out, which is a lot of the case sometimes for me. But like, yeah, like I'm going to Kelly's next week. I'm in Texas. You know what I mean? And it, we're really lucky. That's not always the case. That we,
yeah, there were times, 30 plus years later. There were times it was like a dysfunctional family, but at the end of it all, like it's at, on the finale, like those tears were real. And it wasn't just, it wasn't just, oh, my paycheck's ended. It was like, I am leaving the presence of these people I've spent the last four or five years with for good until we are not doing it. It was very real. It was a very sobering experience. So,
when you guys shot the final episode, did you know it was the final episode?
Yes.
Oh, because that's, yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't, you know, the cast doesn't know. So, wow, that must have been emotional.
Well, it was written. I mean, it was written so that when you read the script, you knew it was done. I mean.
Oh, wow.
But even though we already do.
Yeah, the final gift.
And there was a final farewell song written for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I might have to bookend my day with the finale.
I think I might have to, guys.
I'll just wrap myself in a little hug of all of your tears from the last episode.
Well, you know, the good thing is that it lives on, and we still have music, and that's, you know, why we're here is because we're doing this New York show.
Please tell, this is very exciting. So tell the listeners, I want to hear how it all came to be and what it's all about. Tell us.
I'll probably have to let Jenny kind of take that one because she kind of got all this going.
Well, it started back in 2019 and Kelly and I were at a concert.
And
a well-known girl band, which will remain nameless. And so we were watching the show and Kel's like, why can't we do this? I'm like, we can, but we have to do it ourselves. So in 2019, we did our first concert, a reunion concert, and it was also co-produced by Derek Berry, who does all the pop-ups, you know, right now, like the Barbie Cafe and all that. And so it was the three of us who put this on. Literally, we had no idea. We thought, oh, it'd be fun to get together. We sold out our first show in 20 minutes. We had to get a second show.
No way.
We were like, what? You know, our first producing experience. And then we were doing this meet and greet. We thought eight people would show up. It was lined up, if you guys know, on Santa Monica Boulevard. There's what's called the Formosa Cafe. Four and five blocks around. There were like 300.
I think we had beers at Formosa Cafe.
It was so. And so Derek comes up to me at the meet and greet. He's like, Jenny, we got to get 400 people through the line. I was like, what? In an hour? How are we going to do that? We got them through in time for our concert, in time for our second concert. Cut to, here we are in 2023. Let me back up. Back then we were going to do a little mini tour like we're doing now. And my mom got really sick. So I had to bow out and COVID happened. So cut to earlier this year, we're like, okay, are we going to try this again? Is this the right time? What other cities are our big, huge cities? And that this is why we decided to give New York a shot, right? And so next best thing to LA, New York. So here we are. And I call Kelly. I'm like, are we going to do this again? Should we give it a shot? And she's like, let's do it. And so, you know, cut to the whole cast is going to participate, which has never been done before. So the whole cast, Heidi, Diana included, you know, everybody. William. Yeah, everybody, frankly. And so it's just, you know, as excited as maybe the fans are, I feel like we're almost more excited to get back together and do the music, you know, all live, nothing to track. We have our band who's going to support us, and we also have who plays in the band. So it's going to be, we're really excited about
it. What is the venue? Epic. What is the date? Let's get some more info.
Yes. So we have a meet and greet during the day where we could talk about relationships and all that kind of fun stuff. from 10 to 3:30, and then we have
October 13th.
all and the concert in the evening starting at 6:30. We have our opener, Thomas Ian Nicholas, who someone might know from American Pie. And yeah, so the whole event is taking place at Stitch Barn Blues. So they're hosting us. They're hosting our event.
It's like two blocks from Comic-Con. Like, yeah. Comic-Con New York's going on that weekend.
Yeah, the city is going to be popping.
So it's it's going to be,
If people
as a New Yorker, because I'm in New York City, you're right. And it's the best time of year. There's people love the fall. People are out. The weather's great. The leaves are changing. Like, it's going to be so exciting.
Have you guys rehearsed? I mean, you have to all of a sudden play all your old songs. That must take a lot of work, right? Rehearsing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we have been. So there's a band. There's a backing band that they did the two LA shows that Jenny and Kelly got together. And then we've implemented all the other cast members. I wasn't able to be there in the LA, but now New York, everyone's going to be there. So we put in our songs that we're going to do. And we have nearly 17 songs. 18. Or something like that. 18 songs, you guys. So we're going to do 18 songs after our day of meet and greet and panel, and then come back and do a show, and then maybe something special after. We'll see.
Something fun. Yeah. So, and it's been interesting.
It's going to be a whole day.
That sounds incredible.
All California Dreams band. But it's been interesting.
In Manhattan, on the Upper West Side.
Right in Times Square, I think.
It's a Hell's Kitchen, basically.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, my God. In the belly of the beast. Exactly. If you have 18 songs prepared, why not do more dates in more cities? This is like, you put the work in.
It's in the works.
We'll see.
I'm gonna work on it. This is my idea.
Since Michael Kay's not here, we might need a new manager.
Fire him.
Just because Michael is one of my old friends, can we just talk about what it was like to work with him? Because he was the non-musical guy. He played the manager, right? Just somebody give us a funny story about Michael Cade.
Yes.
One funny story?
He's hilarious, but I haven't seen him in years.
For the listeners, everybody Aaron, very funny faces. Yes.
Aaron, give us a good story. Come on.
He was mean.
He didn't like his Jersey humor. That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. He's a Jersey boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
First season, he made me cry every day. He was mean.
He has the Jersey humor. But the thing about it is, Mike always kept you on your toes. Like, I'm coming from the South. Like, I'm from Nashville. I'm a Southern boy that came there, right? He came from the city, and he was like bashing me. Like, he was like, dude, you got no chance. What are you doing? What is that ugly hat you have
goodness.
On? But just in a funny way. He's still that way, but he keeps you on your toes. No,
he told Kelly and I to get Botox yesterday when we were getting off the phone. I'm like,
okay. All right. I think.
Okay.
All right.
This is why he has to show up, because when you don't show up, you get hazed like this.
I know. I was going to say, David, right before you guys came on, we were talking about Mayim Bialik's podcast, where she really gets into goes back into your childhood. And
childhood
what is this?
Trauma.
And
what
childhood trauma?
She does
we need
that.
To get
what
her.
Is she doing? She's doing that.
So good.
Anyway.
She's so smart.
Right?
I mean, crazy.
Dovetail back on.
We had a thing where Michael was joking around with a guest star. And this was somebody who's not used to Michael and how Michael is. And basically, Michael had said, you know, she flubbed a line, which we all do. Everybody does it. And she flubbed a line, and Michael just turned around and said, can we get an actress in here?
Oh, my God.
And this girl was like, that's it. I'm done. Yes. She got turned off. And it was like,
If you're not from New York or New Jersey, you can't handle that.
Right. And she had no idea. Like, this was just him, and you have to deal with it. And she had no clue. And so it was somebody like you, there was people running, assistants running off, going to grab her and going, it's just Michael. Don't worry. It's okay. Well, you know, okay, sit down. How about, you know, so, and Michael, of course, was just like, what, you know, but.
What'd I say? What? So sensitive.
Despite all the things we're saying, you know, there is a very lovable spot about
you
him.
You like him. Yes.
That's why we still continue. It, again, it's like we're a family. There are certain things with a family that, you know, trigger you, right?
And you love them, but you don't always like them, right?
Exactly.
They're there in your heart, but.
Exactly. If we really didn't like each other, then we wouldn't be in each other's lives. But that's so not the case at all. So.
Yeah. I had great times with Michael, but I'm from New York, so I, you know, we have a similar sensibility.
That's right.
But I could see a guy from Nashville and Michael Cade might.
He taught me a lot. He taught me how to not care so much about what other people think. You know what I mean?
Right? Yeah.
That's a good lesson.
Like, you gotta be like, whatever.
Maybe you gave him a little bit of Southern, you know, politeness and hospitality and like, you know.
Sure.
But
I have to say, we've talked to a lot of cast members from various shows in the 90s, and we've all said it was a very different time. You could get away with doing things and, you know, the inner relationships and like on sets, there was stuff that was going on that that will remain nameless.
That's right.
Those
that's
stories right. will not be told here, but we all experience them, that stuff that just wouldn't happen today. And it sounds it sounds like it's a little bit of that. Like we,
Christine, can you imagine if you're a series regular on a show and a guest star messes up a line and he says, can we get an actress in here? That would be headline news.
Yeah. And I always felt like I was somebody who had a great sense of humor regardless, but I was also so sensitive too. So I would have just quickly ran out and just sobbed, right?
Cried,
when Kelly was saying he made me cry, I would admit that too, all the time. David, you made me cry a lot also. Any chance I can bring it up, I have to bring it up.
You made me cry.
I know. We made each other cry. See, that's what the 90s was
for.
All right.
That's what the 90s was for. I love that.
That's what the 90s was for.
You guys, this was amazing. I mean, I'm so happy to see all of you. And I'm so psyched for your concert, October 13th.
Yeah.
And you know, just all of the social media outlets have them all posted for tickets for people who can, you know, if they're in the city or they want to come to the city and come to the show, there's a few left for that first show.
Mm-hmm. What's the social media? Is it at California Dreams?
Well, just saying all Instagram, Facebook,
But our website you can get tickets is prekindle.com.
There you go.
So, It's an easy service that you can just log on and see if you want to come to the meet and greet or the concert or both, and just easy. Or if you follow our socials, we all have a personal link.
Really. Yeah, any of our socials has yes.
Yeah.
And that's Christine, if you're, you just let us know if you need a ticket now, girl.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Backstage passes.
I might be front row.
We might have to give you the VIP tour.
As I watched episode one.
Backstage passes.
Oh, this was so awesome.
Thank you guys.
All so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, you guys.
Our fans are going to be so excited for this episode. And just congratulations on all of it. And I really, you know, I know we wish you so much success. I feel like this is going to be a really good thing for you guys. Like, I see more dates. I see more cities.
Thank you. Yes. We'll take that.
I'll call you. I'm going to work on that.
All right, good. Hey, listen, can I say one thing? For those that might not have known, Michael Cade really wanted to be here, and for whatever reason, something came up, and he's really, really upset about it. So, those of you watching, he's going to make it up to you. We're gonna somehow make it up. And Christine and David, thank you so much because he wanted to apologize to you guys.
That's okay.
Well.
No. Thanks. It happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Great to see you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck on October 13th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, that was cool.
How great. They're so fun.
I know. And they're all still like good friends. So cool.
They are funny. It's so funny with the castmates of everybody just dishing on.
Oh, yeah. So, we can relate.
I love that family stuff. I remember even when we talked to Jenny Garth about all the 90210. So she's like, oh, it all happened. We loved each other. We hated each other. We were brothers. We were sisters. We were boyfriends. We were girlfriends. It was all of it. And so
but they're
it sounded
bonded
like
for life, right?
Bonded I mean, for
they
life.
Went through it together. No one else knows what they went through except those castmates.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, really fun. And it's great for them to be sort of reuniting and great that the whole big cast, because it, as I said, I didn't watch the show over the years, but watching today, and it seemed like the show just kept growing and new cast members were coming in as other people were going out, but it sustained for 5 years. I mean, it was a success for sure.
Yeah. And I like how she said they grew very quickly because they were on the heels of Peter Engel's other show. So right. It was like same, you know, the creators of, you know, they were airing right after them. So the show blew up very quick. And I was, I missed seeing Michael Cade because we hung out quite a bit and Brent, such great guys. And I wish
really,
them the best.
Really good people, really nice people. So October 13th, concert time.
You'll be there, right? You and Ben going backstage.
I'm not a big concert goer, guys. Big breaking news here. This was great. Anyway, great episode.
Yes. And we'll have a great one next week. I mean,
looking forward to it.
Thanks, Christine. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe and give us 5 stars.
And please follow us on Instagram at HeyDudeTheNineties Called. See you next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.